there. This is Jo McGarry. Welcome to our podcast. A little different from Radio Mojo, the radio show. The podcasts are meant to be a more private, more intimate, more in-depth look behind the scenes with our guests, and continuing to bring you the best of eating, drinking, and living in Hawaii. If you want to know more about what we do and our work specifically with restaurants and food clients, then you can go to our website, mojomcgarry.com, and this podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or any of the other places where you like to get your podcasts. Enjoy, and thanks for being with us. Hey guys, welcome to Radio Mojo, the podcast. So today I'm having some sweet treats. It's perfect actually because it's a really rainy day, and we have discovered a new place, not new to all of you, but pretty new on the food scene in Honolulu. The place is Purvey. It's a donut shop, and the two co-owners, founders, are with me this morning to chat. Nick Cornford and Brian Zablan. Hey guys, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, how are you?
It's so nice to see you. I think for you, your life must be a little bit like when I tell people I know a lot about single malt scotch, they instantly are happy. You make donuts.
Really. Yeah, it's definitely a very happy environment.
Tons of smiles, everybody. Big smiles.
There is something about donuts, I mean, no doubt. So you were both, this was not your first choice of profession, right? You were bartenders before?
Yeah, we've both been in the industry, the service industry in general, for me about 8+ years.
About 14 years. Yeah, service, everything.
Yeah, so it's been kind of the transforming from the nighttime, coming home at 6 in the morning, to being up and at the shop at 4 in the morning, so definitely a change of pace.
So what inspired it? I mean, did you become friends and suddenly realize that you had desserts in common? Or what was the idea behind it?
No, actually, it started, we kind of had a proposal into some people trying to get us to run a bar. And we both were interested in the idea of, you know, starting our own business and that type of thing. But we both also realized very quickly that we also didn't want to get deeper and deeper into the night scene. It was more so like, hey, let's try to get out of that. And I'd managed some coffee shop back in Oregon, and that's kind of where the whole concept started. Mm-hmm. Was, hey, you know, let's get out of this, but we can still do the same kind of ideas and concept of a bar, except for it's just a different product. And then over the time frame, it started to include the donut concept to it as well.
Now, for people who don't know already, it's not really just donuts. I mean, you guys have taken donuts to an almost insane level, really. I mean, they're very fun, they're very creative. The names you give your donuts are, I don't even know where they come from, so I know we're going to get into that. But so how did the whole, okay, so you decide you want to get out of the bar business, you want to go into a daytime thing, you start thinking, okay, donuts are a great product. How did you come up with let's do donuts like no one's ever seen before?
Well, we actually looked at what was trending in the mainland. We realized donuts, there are big, cupcakes were big previous. We went headfirst into it, flew out to San Francisco, dialed in a donut mix, came back home. And just the process of us working in the nightclubs, the customer service, we wanted the same thing, but for this. So come up with the flavors, the profiles of everything. And that was the fun part of building it, learning, you know, this will go good with this and this will not go good with this, but yeah, that's just the basis of us having fun. And just
so not too dissimilar from creating craft cocktails, you start with basic ingredients, you start building, you make some mistakes along the way, and then you find some perfect combinations.
Right. Yeah, the whole process has been, I mean, now you go into the grocery store, anywhere you go, you start to look at everything else, or maybe, you know, you go into a really good restaurant and you find some food that you didn't really think would go well, and then now your mind starts turning like, okay, how can we turn this into a donut and something that hasn't been done?
Seriously, you think that? How can we turn this into a donut?
Yeah, everything.
I love this.
Pretty much everything gets turned into a donut at this point, so you don't even have to think about it. It just naturally happens now. You don't really have a choice.
So it's taken over your creative process.
It's taken over my life.
Everything.
Which, of course, is what you need to be successful, because it's the passion that drives it, right? So, come on, now you have to give us some examples. So, an example of something that you tasted or saw and you thought, that's going to make an awesome donut, and it did.
Well, I mean, me personally, and this wasn't, I guess, anything that's off off too far on the flavor profile, but before we opened, my main thing was chocolate chip or mint chocolate chip ice cream. Like, I just absolutely, that's like my weakness. So our Hulk Smash is, our base donut is a vanilla cake. So you get the vanilla, then we have the mint glaze, the Oreo, and it really, to me, was spot on. It tastes exactly like we wanted it to. So that little bit was just creating, like I said, the profiles. That's not super out there, but that was kind of my...
But it's sort of perfection.
Right.
I mean, when you take a bite of it, you know,
right,
this is exactly mint chocolate.
Yeah.
How about you, Brian?
I do like our coconut hot pia glaze with mac nuts, and it's a chocolate banana drizzle. Is this something different in the islands? You grew up and there's coconut, there's hot pia, and mac nuts. So we were playing with it. We accidentally came up with a chocolate banana drizzle, and we put it together, and that just taken off. That's been one of our biggest sellers as well.
So Anthony Rush, who's one of the co-founders of Semia and just an amazing chef, I have some fun conversations with him because he reaches way back to his English childhood and sort of brings flavors that he remembers as a child and then kind of blasts them out, changes them around, and then puts them on the menu at Semia. So people are eating something like a Cornish pasty, for example, and it bears little resemblance to it, but somehow it's exactly the same thing. Do you find yourselves doing that, like sort of searching for favorite flavors from when you were kids and going, how can we do that?
Yeah, and that was kind of, well, and then we started branching off by stuff with the, I guess, combining old flavors that we have and then kind of new concepts, which we've done some floral stuff with the nuts. We did a pistachio with hibiscus, something that, so the pistachio, I'm a huge fan of that. Definitely takes me back with, say, childhood stuff with my grandpa type. And then throwing kind of the new school stuff with throwing the floral taste to it. And those things have been received really well. People have been pretty big fans of them.
For me personally, when I was younger, I tried this dish. It was a cheesecake wasabi poke dish.
Okay.
It sounds weird.
No, I
It worked, and I loved it. And since then, I must have been in third, fourth grade, I've always wanted to try some kind of cheesecake wasabi. So we actually tried a wasabi glaze, and with the breading and everything, and the donut, it came out great. People love it. I love it. That's one of my favorite donuts that we've made.
Oh, I can see that. I can totally see that working. So how much of your work on a daily basis is the production, and how much is just the artistry of being creative?
Right now, it's I would say a lot more. We've got our production side of things, I feel like, down. At the beginning, that was the big struggle, is figuring out, because we were new to it. So it's figuring out, okay, how are we doing this? Every single day, things were changing. We think we were doing it one way, and then the next day, you come in, you're like, okay, no, we're doing it a different way. Let's try it this way. So at the beginning, that was the hardest part, was the operation stuff. And now that we've got the operation side down, it's continuing to push the envelope and seeing where we can with the ingredient side of thing. We constantly do it a donut a week, and so with that one, that's where we really get to try to become creative and throw things to people that they've never seen. And a donut of the week, those that start to add up, that's a lot of donuts.
I was going to say that my next question is, how many do you have? And I know if you go and look on your website, that it's just an endless stream of like beautiful, beautiful donuts.
Yeah. I honestly don't even know how many we have, and we have a list of hundreds more of like concepts, so, and it's ever growing.
Yes. We do have a set 12 per week, and then the 13th donut will be the weekly donut, and like Nick said, you know, it's constantly changing. We try to push the envelope. This week we have the apple pie, so it's an apple compote, caramel, a vanilla cream cheese drizzle glaze, and graham cracker.
And we should also let people know that part of the fun of coming to Purvey is that people can watch the donuts being made. So you come in, it's a very convivial environment. You can sit here, have a coffee, eat. You're in a beautiful building. For people who are not aware of it, it's the Iolani Sportswear Building. It's on Kona Street. It's been completely refurbished. Actually, it's really nice. You guys must be happy here.
Yes, I mean, from us first seeing the place to what it has transformed into, it's awesome. It's beautiful. Iolani did a great job with their concept of it and allowing us to come in here and do what we've seen. And it's a family over here.
It's really a very cool place. Okay, so when people start up a new business, there's always things that surprise them, because no matter how much you think you know about a business until you start doing it, you have no idea. What was the thing about donuts that you would never have known?
Pretty much everything.
Or never have guessed.
Right? Well, I can say the biggest, the thing that I'm happiest about that I didn't know beforehand is the fact that I think we are literally in the happiest business you possibly could. I've worked in the coffee industry, and it was kind of one of those things where, you know, you always kind of change. Somebody could come in a bad mood, and usually they leave, but still nothing compared to donuts. Like, and I believe with the atmosphere we created, not just the donuts, so it's the fun and the interaction of, you know, you bring in the family or even adults, which are grown-ups as well, like children. You get to see the process of the donuts. It's not made behind any walls or anything, which is fun. And then just the artwork that we got on is very interactive. Kids love it. So it's just a very awesome, uplifting place. And it's, I mean, we try to stay away from saying that, you know, the aloha, like as far as verbalizing like aloha, but we truly believe when you come in, you actually feel the aloha spirit. You know, everyone's happy. They feel energetic, that energy as well.
I think it's really hard to be sad eating a donut. Yeah. I mean, it's a bit like champagne. Yeah. You can't be sad or not smile if you have a glass of champagne, right?
True, or scotch, but definitely.
Exactly. If you want to come and check out where the guys are, 1234 Kona Street, it's so easy to get to. There's parking right outside. Second floor of the Iolani building. I know you guys have a great Instagram following and website. Where should they go?
PurveyHawaii.com is our website, and then Purvey Donut Stop is our handles for social media.
Okay, and that's PURVE, in case you guys didn't know. Now, one of the things that strikes me too about Purvey is that you're kind of the perfect size to multiply. This to me looks like the kind of thing that we could see on street corners in every neighborhood. Is that your plan?
Yes, we're always looking to grow. Nick and I are trying to grasp our hands upon everything right now that we can kind of take a step back. But growth is inevitable. We're trying to do it in the right way and take our time doing it. But I mean, that's our plan.
How much do you miss the bar business?
I'm still technically there, and I don't miss it.
I'm completely out of it. I miss seeing my friends, but besides that, I'm happy. I wake up earlier, go to sleep earlier, just feel a lot better. So
good to know. All right, and so if people come in for the first time and you want to guide them towards a donut, you've already told us about your favorite incredible mint chocolate chip, but what are a couple that you think are must-tries to really get a sense of what you guys are doing?
I think the weekly donut is always going to be a great example because it's something that's always going to be kind of pushing the envelope in a direction that you don't usually see. Anytime we have a savory, like the sweet savory stuff on there, I would definitely try that. We did a garlic butter with toasted cheese on it. We also did a jalapeno artichoke with cheese on top of that, and those everybody has absolutely loved. It's a different combo. Some people don't have a sweet tooth, but that really gets that savory side too. So I would definitely recommend that if we have it available at the time.
Yeah, I agree with Nick with the weekly donut. That's one of our greatest sellers, and we only put what we think is going to be awesome. People seem to love our donut itself, so you can get the birthday suit where it's just a plain donut, and you can actually taste the whole thing. It's just a donut. The batter, it's amazing.
It's all amazing. It's really good fun. We love to see new businesses starting up and support them. So congratulations, you guys. We wish you lots of luck. And everyone listening, come and find these guys. You will be extremely happy that you did. Thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for being with us. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. For more information, remember, go check out our website, mojomcgarry.com. We'll see you next time.